Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
Brought to you by Real Ketones Keto Energy Shots. Sustained energy without the sugar, jitters, or crash. Here's Tony D and Ron Culver.
All right, the good, the bad, and the dumb, the Wednesday edition as we get ready for the rest of the week. But let's focus on being at the midweek point with the good of the day, Ron Culver. What is it?
And boy, do we need some good of the day, right?
Yes. Yes, we do.
I mean, I do have a bad and the dumb, but I'm not going to, you know, I won't refer to what happened last night. I'm just going to leave it at that. The good of the day. Hey, you remember last week we were talking about Jaromir Jagr?
Yeah, his longevity.
His longevity and how he has had a teammate in the Stanley Cup final since 1980.
Yes.
We have another 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, if you will.
Okay, yeah, okay, go ahead.
Shaquille O'Neal. You remember him? You know that guy, right?
I think I do, yeah.
You might have heard of him from, you know, famed movie actor.
Played in Shazam, right?
Kazam.
Kazam. Shazam, you know,
and he had, you know, I mean, he had that little NBA career or whatnot. Anyways, he has had a teammate reach the finals since 1984.
Really?
Yes. And the streak continues this year because he was once a teammate of LeBron.
LeBron, that's right. I remember when he went. It's always one of my funniest memories because I never knew. You never knew when Shaq was joking or when he was serious. Like he would be in these press conferences.
Yep.
So this was, I think, 2009, right, when he went to Cleveland, and he played briefly with the Cavaliers, and I remember he had a press conference, and he, like, opened up the press conference and goes, I just want to make it clear, this is LeBron's team, it's not Shaq's team. And I remember thinking, I don't think anybody in the room thinks this is your team. Shaq, I don't think you have to clarify that whatsoever. But at the same time, that's the kind of thing Shaq would say in a serious tone. As almost like trolling the media, like he wasn't going to Cleveland to dominate the Cavaliers, that it was LeBron's team, but that was the kind of thing he did. That was kind of the joking nature of Shaquille O'Neal. That's incredible. 84.
Yes.
That's
so
great.
For the last 36 years now, it all started with he was a teammate of Greg Kite.
Greg Kite, who played for the Celtics, right?
Yes.
He
played for the Celtics, won a championship with the Celtics in 84, was later a teammate of his when Shaq first started off in Orlando.
Who figures this kind of stuff out?
I have no idea.
Like, who has
the same
time
guy who
to go
sat
through
there
rosters?
Like, you know, the Jaromir Jagr one. I don't know. What's tougher to figure out, NBA or
Jaromir
Jagr?
This is how old I am, right? I would be like, well, somebody's got to print out the rosters of all the championship teams and then correlate it to the printout of the rosters of Shaquille's. When somebody's like, no, I'll just create an algorithm. They'll just figure that out for me.
Yeah.
Like, I'll just go. And they'll be like, it will just show it to me.
But
and I'm like, oh, all right.
It's kind of interesting. So, I mean,
it is interesting. Well done.
Let's think about this. I mean, could he compete with Jaromir Jagr? He's at 36 right now.
Yeah.
Jaromir Jagr's at 40.
I'm assuming LeBron's going to make more finals, right? I mean,
that's the idea.
It's kind of the idea.
Four more in him?
Nah, that's true.
To catch
that's
up?
Good point. That's a good point.
But also, Shaq was a teammate of Rajon Rondo and Jared Dudley.
I was going to say, can we find young players that he was a teammate of that are on these really good NBA teams that we could pull for? I mean, I'm sure there are. He, in his last years in existence in the league, there was some 20-year-old, 21-year-old kid on the rise and now might be on the Bucks or the Lakers or the teams that are good.
Right.
That have a chance to make it to the finals.
Or does he have any eligibility left? Just have him sign back up again?
Right, exactly. Well done. That's great. That's good stuff. All right, what's the bad of the day then?
The bad of the day, and I'm going to ignore Cleveland one more time.
Yeah.
The bad of the day, this is the point that we're at, right? I'm sticking with basketball here. LaMelo Ball.
LaMelo Ball.
Is pretty much is having to result to begging teams to not listen to his dad.
That's awesome. Now that may be bad. That's bad because it's not what you're supposed to do.
It's not what you're supposed to do.
That's right. So I understand why you put it in the bad. That's a good point. But that is,
thank God he's standing on his own 2 feet.
That's exactly right. That's the best way to put it. Thank goodness he's standing on his own 2 feet.
But, I mean, Your father is supposed to be there to support you, to, you know, say, you know what, I'm just glad you're going to make it in the NBA. Meanwhile, LeVar is out there like, oh, he's too good for the Warriors. The Warriors can't draft him.
This is so interesting. The media fascination with this guy, the father, the right, LeVar, is unbelievable.
Oh, I mean,
it's unbelievable. Because it's seriously like going back to that bad relationship over and over again. Like, you know that you're every quote that comes out of his mouth, you're going, I'm only doing this for clicks.
Yeah.
This is not newsworthy. This is no impact on anything. I'm only doing it because somehow the public just likes the nonsense that comes out of this guy's mouth.
To that point, to what you just said, a thought went into my mind. Can we sub LeVar Ball in for Chris Wallace for the next go around?
It's true. Yeah. That'd be funny.
Leaving it at that.
Yeah, leaving it at that. So, but you know, he's got these kids getting into the NBA. He just keeps popping them. He's going to keep popping up in the media.
He found a way. He will eventually find a way into the stadium where the Watt family failed. He will find his way into an empty arena if all three of his kids are on the court at the same time.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying the Watt family failed, but
do you think we'll ever have a moment, though, where we will sit back and go, you know what, raising a kid and putting him in the right position to be an NBA player is difficult to do. He did it with three. You know, when it's all said and done, we go, he was silly, he was crazy, he was nutty, wild, weird businessman. But in the end, let's give the guy some credit. He's got his kids in the NBA.
I think we give him credit for, you know, raising kids, and I think we will give him credit the more they distance themselves from their father.
Yeah, because
Lonzo's already kind of distanced himself.
Completely done that. Yeah.
And now LaMelo is sitting there saying, you know, like, hey, if the Warriors want to take me second overall, I will go play with the Warriors.
No doubt. Right. No doubt.
I'm a fit anywhere is basically what he's saying. He's like, I can play with anybody. Don't look at me as tainted material because my dad says that, you know, oh no, he's a leader. He's not a follower. He can't be on that team.
I think the thing is that when you have kids that have that ability to make it to professional level, there are so many hooks that come at them at a young age from everywhere that as a parent, you are trying to figure out and navigate a crazy world, right? And some parents aren't fit for that. They don't know enough about what kind of hooks can get into your kid at 16, 17 years old. And in basketball, there are a lot of hooks. But he kind of navigated them through all that and looks like he's turned out some pretty decent kids that are smart enough to kind of go, he's full of nonsense. You don't need to listen to him. I'm my own man and I'm going to be a professional. But he is like, I mean, just he's too much. And we give him a platform because he's got these players that are going to go high in the draft.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. What's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day. We're going to go to the world of outside of sports. In fact, we got to go to another country. We're going to go to Belgium.
Belgium. I love Belgium.
A man goes. This is a bizarre story. He goes through the trouble of stealing a helicopter in an attempt to break his wife out of prison.
He stole a helicopter
to break his wife out of prison. Yes, okay. Basically he was going to, I guess, land in the quad area. She was going to jump in and take off. That was,
by the way,
idea.
I think that's how Miss Tessmacher got Lex out of prison in Superman 2.
Exactly. It's probably where he got the idea.
Right.
So it worked for them, and it didn't really work out for him. Why? Because as he was circling above the prison, trying to figure out a way to land, he became airsick. Literally was sticking his head out the window 5 to 6 times. Where it becomes dumb is that he gave up on the mission, landed his helicopter at an airfield where a getaway car was waiting for him. They took him away. But it didn't take detectives long to figure out who was flying the helicopter because he had rented the helicopter or booked the helicopter in his own name.
Oh, so he didn't really think like a criminal.
No.
He just thought like a loving husband and just failed miserably.
And now the fun twist, his wife, the reason why his wife is in prison is because she is suspected of killing her ex-boyfriend.
So he really loves her to do that.
That or he's afraid.
He's really willing to overlook, like he's afraid she'll break out on her own and then come after him.
Out.
Yeah. Exactly. By the way, speaking of helicopters, Michael has let us know that you cannot take a helicopter to the top of Mount Everest. The air is too thin for the propeller blade to keep the uplift.
There you go.
There you go, Michael. Thanks.
I knew that was going to – we don't have to research anything. We don't have to be smart.
Yeah, 29,000 feet is a long way up.
That is a long way up.
Yeah, exactly. It reminds me of a King of Queens episode. Remember that show with Kevin James?
Yes.
He was at a function with his wife, and he pretended he was a mountain climber for no reason because he was reading a book. And somebody says, oh, what's the highest you ever gone? He goes, 29,000 feet. Like, because you climbed Everest? So he had to go with the he climbed Everest because he was in too deep with the lie.
Here you go. You want a fun sports map fact about King of Queens?
Yes.
Eitan Shander's favorite show.
Oh, is it?
He will rewatch episodes. I love that show. He literally, I think he has watched every single episode probably a minimum of 5 to 10 times.
Oh, my God. I'd love to have a conversation with him because I love that show.
He watches it religiously. And if there's nothing good on to watch, he won't try something new. He'll go back to the well and watch King of Queens. He'll just throw it on there. It's like, I just need to watch it.
Tell him I love him for it. It's awesome. That's great. All right, that's a good, the bad, and the dumb. Sequel Smith will join us coming up in 15 minutes. We'll talk NBA Finals with him, get a preview, what you can expect in the series between the Heat and the Lakers as we continue with Wake Up Call.